Did you make the right decision leaving rap?
I did. Everything now that we see playing out was all the things I escaped. The car, the shine, the loan, the Puff Daddy,
Craig Mack,
Biggie Smalls. So even though I made those decisions and it cost me money, that's why I got with Killer and they gave me the money back. I didn't lose no money. It's destiny.
That boy good.
That boy good.
That boy good.
That boy good. That boy good.
Nigga, yeah. And that's why he makes the big bucks.
That's why he makes the big bucks. That was crazy.
Yes, sir. CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. What up with you? How you feeling? Did you miss it, brother? I hope you miss me, man. I truly, truly, truly miss you. This right here is the podcast that you need in your life. We talking music like nobody else. Nobody else is listening either. Just you and me. Please, man, like, leave a comment, a five-star rating, whatever you may think is fair. Most importantly, please share, because you and I are part of this thing, man, this tribe that really needs to continue to grow. I need your help to the moon and back, all right? Yo, story time, man. I had a few seconds this week, right? And finally, I got to get some tickets to the Biggie Experience, which is a Musibit kind of like thing set up by the Notorious B.I.G.'s daughter. I believe it's a clothing store of hers that she kind of just curated and turned into like a little kind of exhibit for her dad. And it looks so dope on Instagram. I'm like, oh, I gotta get there. All right, gotta get there. Go online, all booked up for the first week. I'm like, man, you know, usually I'm pretty early on these things, but I'm like, damn, booked out. All right. So now I finally get the chance to get up there. 503 Atlantic Ave, which is literally a hop, skip, and a jump right from the Barclays Center. But why does it just have to be pouring rain? Come on now. If you was out here in New York City, you knew this weekend it was pouring rain. Get out there. Find some parking. I'm like, oh man, all right, what a drive. Okay, hour drive from where I'm at. All right, boom, hop out. When I tell you my foot right in a puddle of water soaked my toes within 35 milliseconds of stepping outside. So now with the squished foot, I make it over to the, you know what I mean? My joints are squishing all the way to the parking meter. Get to the parking meter, put my card in, invalid card. All right, cool. Invalid card. Finally, takes my card, charges me for my max parking right off the rip. I'm like, you didn't even give me an option. You didn't even give me a choice. $7.50 right there gone. Squished foot, $7.50. And because of so many invalid card errors, now I am soaking wet. Jeans, I'm talking about, it's literally like a typhoon outside, yo. Get to the car, rush my wife out, rush the baby out, walking. By the time we get to the building, we see it. Wow, super decorated, nice. Got this little black and white kind of picture of Big on it. The Big Experience. Problem is, we can't find the door. And we're looking around, where's the door? This is where it gets interesting. Find the door, finally. They have to buzz us in. So the girl comes down. And now she's telling us that we're too late for our reservation. We're like, wow, miss, we literally drove all the way here from Long Island. It, you know, it's kind of crazy. The way the weather's bananas out here, like, we still got some time. And the lady girl saying, well, it's going to take this long of an experience and you only have this much time left on your tour. And the next tour is booked up. And we're standing out there, and I'm not gonna lie, ladies and gents, I knew I was gonna lose it. I felt it. I was gonna lose it on the girl. I said, "My wife, please see if you can negotiate, handle it. But I'm getting ready to lose it because my son is now swimming in his stroller. It's like a little bathtub now." I snatch the umbrella away to put it over my son. As I'm walking, what happens? Can you guess what happens? Whoosh. Umbrella freaking inside out. So now I'm holding the stroller with one hand, pouring rain, broken umbrella in the other hand. I'm trying to fix the umbrella. I say, okay, well, let me just, I can't fix it. Frustration just really just bubbling over. What does Corey do? Corey breaks the umbrella. I break the rest of the umbrella in half, and I go to throw the umbrella, and it's like it doesn't even really go that far because the wind like took it back at me. And then I look around, my son's almost rolling down the street. I go grab him, finally get back in the car, soaking wet, hungry, handful of blood, no experience. We had then attempted to try to reschedule. Nothing was left for the day. Here I am, experienced less. Now, if anybody listening to this, maybe I'll go back. Maybe if you're interested in going back, please hit me up. I'm going to try to get myself back there. Yeah, I'm going to try to reschedule as soon as I can. Hopefully I can get to actually see the goddamn. And I knew that it was going to be special because his album came out, you know, the Life After Death turns 27 this week. So it was going to be dope. It was all going to connect. Just didn't happen. All right. So enough of that yapping. I'm going to just go ahead and get this freestyle of the day.
I'm always in the latest shit. These niggas late to get. So fucking with the white girl I was dating on my racing shit. Know we let them fast cars. Type we go racing with. 80 for the watch. I put that water in the face of it. Shit. I never had no job for no tax return. We was cooking up that hard for the crack return. You know the streets taught me shit that I ain't asked to learn. You know school taught me shit I actually had to learn. Like if it was slabs, you know the bag, you know you had to burn. These old niggas talking shit, but they had their turn. Me too, nigga. The difference is I got a bag to burn. And I'm trying to social distance. These niggas scatter germs. Soggy outside. I got all my boots and my rain gear. Still slay these bitches like Rudolph and the reindeer. Bitch, check my closet number, Max Payne here. But the 24 and 23, that black range here. Damn, that shit is gone because I copped it and I crashed it. Call a Uber. I left it on a block where I crashed it. No fear, it's my block. You know my block is Jurassic. Niggas hungry like Ramadan. Let me ock it, I'm fasted. I seen you rap niggas and rap bitches inside that nigga's house. Now you're acting different, man. I shit air you niggas out. Shit, all that weird shit. I know you niggas different clout. Shit, don't ask me shit about no shit I don't know shit about. It's not for my young boys. This is for my older niggas. Shit, don't get me aggravated. Pussy, I will fold you niggas. Shit, don't get me activated. Nigga, what I told you niggas. Shit, we outside and my guys is all holding triggers. We got no gold with diggers. Shit, we ain't tricking shit. Hoes got that shit on my catch me in a Ricky fit. Shit, 80,000 in the pocket of my dicky fish. My young boys, ooh, they ain't scared to let the blicky rip. It's foggy outside, we in the thick of it. If we catch him outside, we gon' hit the bitch. Show me who the king is. I let my niggas shoot at him. Call a young boys. Might let my niggas oot at him. Catch him in jail, you know the dogs gon' chew at him. 40-some shots to hurt him, niggas stew at him. Shit. Oh, nice nigga. Well, talk to me once you talk to me, nice nigga. Slow to me.
As of March 21st, the Play It Cool show is moving to primetime. The show will now air from 7 to 9 p.m. to give you not one, but 2 hours of great hip-hop and R&B. Turn to 90.3 FM if you are in the Long Island area, or download the WHPC app from your app store. So as of March 21st, the Play It Cool show is moving to 7 p.m.
All right, well, you know, can't really go too far without just talking about, well, the most talked about thing of the week. Future dropped an album called We Don't Trust You, with Metro Boomin. And as much as I want to talk about the actual music, we all know it was overshadowed by Mr. Kendrick Lamar. Yep. Had hip hop lines in a frenzy. When I tell you, people have made narratives. First, some context, all right? So on this album, Future has a song It's called Like That. Features K Dot himself. And it's written in an ill way, you know, like on the credits where you don't actually see who's on the song. So you don't even really know he's on it. But on this record, man, Mr. K Dot has some choice lines. You know what? Let's just get to the song. This right here is Future Like That. Kendrick Lamar. Should we play that loud volume only? CUNY Radio.
Gotta buy my joint up on this bitch. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. 3 times. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gon' make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do shrooms, nigga, all my hoes do coke. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she a goat. Free band, nigga, bring the rats in. Got the shooters in the corner, light a pack in. She think Kusha's out of bitch, she attract, yeah. That's that shit that get you put up out the section. And the model still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. And we bout to irks in this bitch, get murked in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can't have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him.
Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss and first person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got 2 T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that. Selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
Came a bringing dope, niggas was John slanging powder. Walk in a strip club, make it rain for 3 hours. Locked in and now I got my phantom in my driver. Perked out, took chances in my hood like Nevada. Surfed out outside, white interior lasagna.
All right, there it is, Future, K Dot, Metro Boomin, Like That. Off their brand new album, We Don't Trust You. Now, all right, the truth is Kendrick Lamar's lines, they're saying it directed at Drake and J. Cole. And people are they're going off on a tangent. They're playing clips, old clips, saying that you know, Drake and Future beefing over a girl. And he ain't even say no name. He ain't say one name. I mean, yeah, you know. Kendrick, man. Say a name or something, man. I'm gonna need you to say the name. Because you know, they're making it like, you know, you still ain't really do it yet. I know you're using song titles and all this other shit. Listen, man. You ain't say no names, man. If you don't say a name, we can't give it to you, man. We're not doing the subs, K Dot. We're not doing the subs. Hot verse. Hot verse. It was a hot verse. I'm not gonna hold you. I can't sit up here and lie and say it wasn't a hot verse. But end of the day, I'm gonna need you to say some names. All right? Going forward, man. The album itself, man, the production, Metro delivered handily on his part. I feel like he experimented some as well. Hard hitting 808 still came to play. One of my good friends described this album as boring. Now, this is kind of like the sentiment that I want to look at. I kind of want to dissect a little bit. As you know, Future fathered this shit. He's the father to the style, right? After him, everybody has taken just a small piece of what it is that he does, have recreated it time and time and time again. You know, it's like surface level raps. I put Future in the surface level rap category. Not like he's not dope. Not that he's not, you know, charismatic or whatever as far as records go. What I mean by surface level is like, I don't really know nothing about him from the music itself. And, you know, the things that he does speak about, I can't necessarily relate to. I don't pop perks. I don't sip lean. I cannot afford a Phantom. And a Tech, I sure enough can't. I ain't got it right now. I don't get to have sex with mad chicks because I'm a married man. And I'm not selling squares. So to me, you know, it's like, all right, that's all unrelatable shit to me. But I get it. I get why it's dope, but it's still surface level. I still don't know anything about him very much through the music, at least. So that's one thing I do, because I know he got so much going on in his life, really talking about stardom and, you know, being a dad and being, you know, it's probably boring, but that's the shit that I kind of want to hear from these artists nowadays. I kind of spoke to you about Ye with that. It's like, all right, you know, what else we got? Because you know what? Come to find out, a lot of y'all not really doing that. Y'all not really taking the, you know, the narcotics and stuff like that. We know you ain't selling no squares. You know what I mean? So, you know, I would like to know a little bit more about you. But listen, it is on track to sell over 220,000 copies this week. So, you know, I don't be knowing nothing. The facts are the facts. The album is red hot right now. Shout out to Future, Metro Boomin, man. Go stream it. It is everywhere. All right, before we go on, listen, I have an article, Music Industry Long Island, online publication, print is on the way. My article in there is called The Long Island Sound Lost at Sea, where I am just kind of giving my thought process about, you know, where we were with Long Island music and where we are with Long Island music. So if you have the opportunity, please, Music Industry Long Island, go support. I'll put the link down in the show notes. You know, once again, brand new article out in there. We out here writing and all of them good things, all right? I want to discuss something. I got a clip that I want to play for you. Kind of want to get your opinion. Check it out.
Big shout out to Rolling Loud. This is not against them. They're hiring who people are paying to see. But at the same time, it was nothing to see. Sexy Red looked like an incomplete puzzle. Dead serious. And everything she raps about means absolutely nothing. Sukiyana the same way. She come out full sucking the mic like it's a dick, you know, tongue out, all the things, right? And this is where we gotta like really call people out. And I got a few more people to call on this episode because it's responsibility. Sexy Red, you just had a baby. You just had a baby. You just had a baby. I don't even know what else to say, but you just had a baby. And you back outside talking about you fucked Aiden Ross because he paid you. Where? Where does this? You ain't hear that, Kendra? Kendra face, look, no. Kendra faces, y'all. We need an episode called Kendra Faces. But baby, she said on the gram. Am I lying, Tiffany? She's
all right. Listen, that right there was a man named Kenny Burns. Now, Kenny Burns served as the senior vice president of brand development for Combs Enterprises. Helped with the brands Ciroc and Sean John, Bad Boy Self, Revolt TV, Combs Wine and Spirits, the De Leon Tequila. So then after that, right, because there's always after that right now, Burns expanded his business portfolio by investing in advertising and Uncle Nearest Whiskey. That's right. So, you know, my cigars and whiskey connoisseurs. This guy is behind some of the brand managing of the award-winning and fastest-growing American whiskey in the U.S., all right? Uncle Nearest, you heard? You know we love some of that. He also, I want to say, was behind helping out the Amazon Amp program, right? Find new Atlanta rappers. So he was working with Amazon, you know, which is an app that still broke my heart that it's not here around no more. So once again, you know, a very accomplished guy, and he kind of feels that, you know, these venues, man, are, you know, need to take responsibility putting people up there. Everybody want to use Big Sexy as my, you know, my example. I fuck with Big Sexy. I can hear Ron Cohen be like, why you call her Big Sexy? But look, man, you know, from time to time, the truth hurts. Devil's advocate, to Kenny's point, this is a classic case of proactive versus reactive, right? It seems to be that the inmates are now running the asylum. Once upon a time, record execs got on planes, trains, automobiles, scoured the earth to kind of find talented musicians. You know, that's what it used to be. You know, singers started in churches and, you know, sung their heart out every Sunday. And by the grace of God, they would be discovered, man. Today, multiple years later, right now, the executives are pretty much allowing, like, teenagers to tell them what is hot. Not saying that kids didn't always play a part in the popularity of the music, but a lot of the time, the talent was delivered and received versus, you know, picked by the public. So right now, we think, you know, concerts are not much different. Now, where it's going to get a little interesting is kids are picking these lineups, but the parents are buying the tickets still, right? Look, I'll give you an example. The Summer Jam lineup just popped up, right? At the UBS Arena here on Long Island. List included, I want to say Doja Cat. Cool. All right, you got Offset, Sleepy Hollow, DeVito, 41, that's, you know, Kyle Rich and Jen Carden, T Grizzly, Met the Man and Red Man, Doja Cat apparently the close, and of course Sexy Red. And it's like, so I shared the lineup on my IG story. I put a poll up. Yo, what we doing? You gonna meet me there? Because I'll probably go. I usually go to every Summer Jam no matter what. I'm kind of just that kind of dedicated of a guy. But I asked, I said, yo, anybody want to join me? 100% of my demographic said, no, I'll pass. I don't have any company. I mean, so it's showing that, you know, I-97, which was always kind of a more mature concert, I felt like. I always felt it was a more mature concert as far as like the acts that were put up there. And, you know, maybe now not so much. So, I mean, Ken, I believe Kenny has a point. He's right about what they're, you know, putting in your face. And also, you know, something like Rolling Out would actually be, but you know, the same, but the thing is, would Rolling Loud be 20,000 35-year-olds packed? Probably not. So they probably know exactly who they're marketing to. All right, man. Let's get to the ladies. South African singer and songwriter Tyler just dropped her debut self-titled album on Epic Records. It's been a huge, huge year for the young lady from Johannesburg, man. Had two successful single releases, one extremely successful with Water, into the top 10 in 16 countries, including the United Kingdom and right here in the United States. Water was the first song by a South African soloist to enter the U.S. Billboard Hot 155 years. Also, it was awarded a Grammy for Best African Music Performance in 2024, and now she's here with a brand new album. I made a little pick of my own I want to share with you. It's called Jump. Feature is Gunna and Skilly Bang. Should we play a loud volume only? CUNY Radio.
Original, girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, degular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular.
No.
You don't say you're hot.
No.
They never had a pretty girl from Joburg. See me now, and that's what they prefer. I don't touch no wheel, cause I got a chauffeur. First class, how I get around the world. Just miss me with the drama, unless you call me with the commas. Or DJ turn the sound up, cause we bout to pour the rounds up. From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body banging like speaker. Ooh, sweating on my concealer. Skin tight, no millimeter. And my face can't make him feel weaker. But you know that my body is a healer. Ooh, I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Oh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, top. You know I love to make it jump, 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 jump. You know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, top. You know I love to make it.
Only gotta make a call and I'm here. Gonna wanna know your vibe, oh yeah. Listen to me, I put some carrots in your ear. Make this stitch up, I wanna put it in the rear. Wanna give D, I serve it like a dealer. Creeping out though, while I'm thinking in the middle. I'm back in your bird, it can feel no willer. Help her re-pitch in a part of art. She a trap, you know what. Pips feet feeling like a sirloin. Told her show, take it, shit, she nest up. Have a play with you, be a war war.
From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body banging like speaker. Ooh, sweating on my concealer. Skin tight, no millimeter. And my face can't make him feel weaker. But you know that my body is a healer. Ooh, I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Ooh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, top. You know I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Ooh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, top. You know I love to make it.
Original, girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, degular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular.
No.
You don't say you're hot.
No.
Yeah, that was fly. And you know what? The album is fly, too. Make sure if you have an opportunity, please take yourself, go stream Tyler's self-titled album. It's a lot of fire on there, man, and it's perfect for the season that's approaching. Windows down, good sounding music, all right? Before I move on, man, I want to share with you a lovely interview that I did on my first 2-hour week at WHPC. My homegirl Gina, she stopped by. We had a great talk. We spoke about the trials and tribulations of a young artist on the come up, as well as what it takes to, you know, cross that threshold, man. She dropped off some new music for me, and you have to check out that interview. It's just me and her. Really, really, really good time. The description about that will be in the show notes after you're done with the episode, all right? Let's get to some of these numbers, man. Let's see what the tallies is looking like out here in these streets. Let's go on ahead and start with radio. We have the Urban and Rhythmic Radio charts both ran by 310 Baby with his Soak City song. You know, that's one of them things the internet literally made important. On the urban side, up 1,000 plays, so a big, big jump, all right? looking to, you know, make its way perfectly for the warm weather. And he also was up two spots from that on the Rhythmix side. All right, so shout out 310, baby. If you haven't been familiar with him, check him out. I think the song is relatively clever. You know, the kids love it. The urban R&B side belongs to Maida Through the Night. Second week in a row. Now, this is the white. It's a white shorty now. She got height too. But she got some real, real, real skill. I didn't have to live with that. But yeah, is it true? Let's go on to the top 40 side. Sabrina Carpenter, Feather, up almost 2,000 plays this week. So it's really, 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 really a large jump for her, taking the number one spot away from our Jack Harlow. That's right, man. The blue-eyed rap song. Let's go to the Billboard side of things. Number one song on the entire land belongs to Ariana Grande. We Can't Be Friends. And that's huge because she also has the number one album in the country right now with Eternal Sunshine. All right. So in case you're around the cooler and you want to know, want to tell them who's number one on that side. Now, you know, even though her voice makes me extremely upset, I really can't stand her. No, let me rephrase that. I love Ariana Grande's voice. When she played Cat in that Sam and Cat show, ask my daughter, y'all. I couldn't do it. Highest selling rap albums for the week that passed. Kanye West grabbing another 39,000 with Vultures. Drake's For All the Dogs, another 37,000. Travis Scott pulled in a 30 piece. 21 Savage, 29K. And listen, this right here is from my man GB, Boss Man D-Lo. New entry. That's right. 24,000 is first week. And lastly but not least, we gotta go to the most streamed rap song last week on Spotify. Went to from the three spot. We got Feet 19.6 million. We got Red Rum 21 million. That Red Rum is by 21 Savage. And the number one streamed rap song on Spotify last week belongs to Kanye with Carnival, all right? 38.8 million. So look, man, we caught you up with all the numbers, the biggest stories, the newest music. I want to get to some more music. This one comes from an artist that I really enjoy, and I look out for his music all the time. One of the sneaky picks, Sir. What can I say about Sir's last album, Katie? Summer was 2019, and I absolutely loved some of those songs on it. And I brought a new record for you, man.
Give you all I've
it features Ab Solo.
Hope that you're ready, cause I'm not alone. Perfect, but that don't mean I won't shoot my shot. Don't like to work against the clock. I shouldn't wait. If I hesitate, it might be too late. Oh, I'm not perfect, even with all my scars. Even if all is lost, I'm here. Trying to be the man you deserve, trying to be a man of my word. It's clear, we may lose sight of it all. We may lose signal, but baby, in spite of it all, better when I'm with you. I'm not perfect. One step up and then two steps back. Might slip up, but I'm still on track. I'm feeling that you leave. I'll keep healing as we proceed.
Aye. Made in God image, that's intelligent design. And all started with a cell, then that cell was divided. Before it fully split, witness the vesica Pisces. You can see it's an eye sideways. I think of Isis, even father is the symbol of Jesus or a vagina. Ironically, that's what she be screaming when I'm inside her. It's also a Venn diagram used by the scholars to separate the pros and the cons, to find the balance. I'm two fishes tied at the tail, how I'ma manage. I'm no astrologist, but I promise that
I'm not perfect.
So
I still got so much room to grow, and I've never pictured letting you go. All of it's true, there's only you. I know what I have to do, but I'm not perfect. Oh, it might take a little more time before I'll either hold me behind.
Perfect. Sir, featuring Ab Solo, the Black Lip Band, TDE in the building. Listen, some real heat. To me, this was my favorite album of the week. And the album title literally is perfect because heavy emotions ran very high in this particular album, all right? A real urban type soul music for 2024. In his latest interviews, you know, Sir was very open about addiction and things of that nature. And those topics really did translate into the music. I mean, seriously, songs like No Evil, Six Whole Days, Poetry in Motion that featured Anderson .Paak, which, to be honest, this whole project really seemed like it could have production wise been crafted by Andy. You feel me? Like, they're a really, really, really good match together. Nothing Even Matters was a great song. And Trying My Hardest was also a really good song. So if you have the opportunity, man, stream Sir Heavy, you will not be disappointed. All right, listen, man, I go by the name Court Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM every Thursday now, 7 to 9 p.m. That's right, not one, but 2 hours of great hip-hop and R&B music. Hopefully, I got some more guests that'll be coming. Once again, my interview with Gina will be down in the show notes. If you can, I know you're busy, but if you don't have, you know, if you got a little time, you know, lend it to your boy. Shout out to my podcast family, Cigars and Whiskey. The Nobody Cares About Father's Day podcast, where, you know, we talk about being superhero black dads. All right. Send me your email addresses, guys. Send me your email addresses so I can put you on the email list with the extended show notes. That's right. At 6 a.m, you get a email that basically gives in-depth thoughts about the things we talked about on this here podcast. So listen, I gotta get up out of here. Artists, if you want to holler at me, please do. I got space for you always. From me to you, have a great week and party responsibly.
What's up, guys? While I got you, I have to make sure you don't forget the other podcasts in the Q-universe, Cigars and Whiskey, the podcast where they talk relationships, love and dating, and Nobody Cares About Father's Day, the podcast about being a superhero dad. Both of these amazing shows are available on your favorite podcasting platforms. Party responsibly.